following broadcast is brought to you live and in color on...
I don't want to hear no more of that goofy talk.
She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
Popular radio entertainment for the masses.
Sweet Jesus, please let this work.
Stand by.
Yeah! It's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yes, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all's day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury plea is on the way.
Jolene, it's Mama. Is somebody in there with you?
Yeah, it's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yeah, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury plea's on the way.
Hello, friends. I'm Jolene Roxbury. And on behalf of all the Roxbury players, it is good to be back with you this week. And like I said last week, we only have you guys in front of us a few times before Thanksgiving, so... we're diving right into it. A rarity this week. Everybody is in the studio, or at least nearby. And that includes Big Brother Jim.
What?
Well, you're looking all smug over there.
Smug over here? Me? No.
That's when the southernness really comes out in me, when I say that word.
Yeah, it does.
Smug. You're looking smug because you think it's safe to come back in your studio again.
Well, of course. Why wouldn't I think it was safe?
Well, you were out a couple of days this week readying your house for the holidays.
Uh-huh.
And y'all, by that, I mean he takes a broom and he knocks the spider webs off the Christmas lights that are still hanging on his house from last year.
Well, who wants spider webs?
All the secrets are coming out. Yeah, well, while you were out, Earl T. and I went through your drawers.
Oh, that can't be good.
Yeah, no, we wouldn't have gone near those. I'm talking about the ones you keep all the good stuff in.
What good stuff?
You've been hoarding the sugarless gum.
Oh, that.
And you know that's what I go for when I get snack hungry.
Well, yeah. I mean, I can't help
yourself.
You know,
I can't go get a candy bar anymore. We're talking about my health here. You've been telling me you didn't have gum.
Well, I tried to keep you
I know. It's not something important to open the show with, but it's important to me, and I'm going to expose you.
You're already manic.
And it's my favorite gum, too, with the flip top and the 100 pieces in there.
You eat them and...
the fruity, juicy fruit,
and
right.
And then you get crazy.
The white pieces and the very berry pieces that make it very berry berry.
Uh-huh. Those are the ones.
Yeah. As good as I am to you, you lie to me about gum.
I'm only trying to protect you.
Now everybody knows what kind of person you really are.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what I meant about you looking smug.
Protector.
You think because October is over with.
Uh-huh.
That I won't be doing this anymore.
Oh. Really?
I'm doing my own. I made one up.
Yeah. Great.
It's the Thanksgiving Day polka. Clap, clap.
I'm not
it's
clapping.
Post-election day polka.
Not clapping.
Yeah, I know you hate it. Too bad. Too bad. Dun, 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 dun. I'm upset about the gum. Because you've just never lied to me, that's all.
Oh, yeah, no.
And if you'll lie about something like gum...
Oh, yeah.
Well, who knows what you'll do.
It's your own good.
So anyway, I know that music gets on your nerves, so I had to do it.
Trying to help.
You know, there's a guy here in Alabama says that the Pumpkin Patch Polka sterilized his animals. I mean, not made them clean and stuff. I mean, it just they can't reproduce anymore, he said. I don't know if I believe that. Okay, we've got a little more than 2 weeks left before Thanksgiving. So our own Martha Stewart is here to give us a little bit of help. We are flashing back here. This is a timeless classic. Never goes out of style. And the information is always helpful, for the most part.
It's time to crank up the Jolene Roxbury Wayback Machine.
I may be oversimplifying things a little bit here, but how difficult can it be to purchase green beans? Of course, I don't do a lot of cooking, so maybe I'm just a bit ignorant. For those who are going out and getting their shopping done, what do they need to know about green beans?
It's best to buy green beans that are sold loose rather than in packages, so you can avoid the older, worn-out ones that have been handled by everyone.
That's how every man in Hollywood looks at Jennifer Lopez now. Old and wore out, everybody's had their hands on her.
Good Lord.
Paula Deen, everybody.
Hi, y'all!
Martha, how come she gets to butt in on the show?
A clause in my contract.
Oh.
I should have paid closer attention.
Okay, girl, what are we doing with green beans today? Green beans are yummy.
The quintessential Thanksgiving casserole has been made better than ever by combining fresh green beans, homemade mushroom sauce, and savory fried shallots.
Girl, I gotta tell you, I am tired of green bean casserole. Ain't y'all tired of green bean casserole? I am tired of green bean casserole. I made some on Easter, and honey, I am finished with that stuff.
All right. How about, pan-seared green beans with coconut?
Girl, green beans and coconut? Martha, that's just crazy talk.
This dish is quite popular in India.
India?
Now, for this recipe, we will start with 12 fresh curry leaves.
And you want to add all that curry? Curry makes me toot. I took a trip to India last year. All I did was toot the whole time I was there. Toot, toot,
for
toot.
For the love of...
Thanks.
What do you suggest?
How about some fried green beans with sweet southern hot mustard?
Of course.
First, you're going to want to get out your vintage Pyrex Amish nesting bowl.
I beg your
pardon? You don't have one?
No.
This one belonged to a dear friend of mine, Patsy Michelle. She passed away last year, bless her heart, but she left me all these gorgeous bowls. I mean, I miss Patsy a lot, but I sure am enjoying these bowls. All right, here we go. We're going to need a cup and a fourth of Dijon mustard, eighth of a teaspoon of dry mustard, tablespoon of hot sauce, 3 tablespoons of light soy sauce, 3/4 cup of honey, and we're going to fry this in grapeseed oil, okay? So you got to make sure you got some of that. We're going to need 4 egg whites, 3 cups of flour, 3 cups of club soda. I know you got some of that around.
I'm sorry. I believe I just mixed the rest of it in with my scotch, dear.
And we're going to need a pound of green beans.
I'd like to pound your face.
What was that?
I said I love grits.
You're going to put all your mustards, your hot sauce, your soy sauce, and your honey in a small saucepan over low heat. And you're going to whisk all of that about 5 minutes till it's all together. All right, we're going to put that in a bowl and set it aside so it can cool. Martha, would you take that crab apple plate right there and line it with paper towel? That plate belonged to my mother. Everything you put on it tastes yummy.
Don't care.
Okay, we're going to pour about 4 inches of oil in a large pot and heat it up to 350 degrees. Then you're going to put your egg whites together, whisk in your flour and your club soda. That's the batter for your beans. So you're going to dip your beans in there, and we're going to lower them beans into the oil. And you're going to have to stir that a little bit more. They're going to stick.
Shut up.
All right, then you wait about 3 minutes, and they're golden brown. Yum. And you just serve them up with your mustard sauce.
Martha, we're out of time.
Perfect.
Sorry about that.
Of course. I'll speak with you soon, dear.
Y'all come eat.
Shut up.
You guys, our own Martha Stewart and Paula Dean, sort of.
We've got another holiday to worry about. It seems Thanksgiving Day is upon us.
I haven't even finished eating all my Halloween candy.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thank you guys for tuning in and taking us along with you this weekend. Wherever you are, whatever you happen to be doing, we are always glad to be along for the ride. And if you haven't already, you need to download the FM Talk 106.5 app. There you will have access to over 50 hours of podcasts. All your favorite local programming, all the way from Bright and Early in the Morning with Dan and Dalton on Mobile Mornings, to Sean Sullivan with Midday Mobile, Paul Feinbaum, and zooming fast forward through all of the weekend shows like this one, right there at your fingertips. And you can always go live streaming at fmtalk1065.com. Okay, yeah. Our truck-driving cousin Brooks is on the phone. Hello.
Hey, Jolene, it's Brooks.
Hey, man.
I guess you saw me pulled up back there in the back.
I did see you. What you doing?
I was helping O.R.O.T. get all them pumpkins out of the container.
I thought he used all those for the pumpkin toss. How many could he possibly have had left over? Why did he have to call you?
Well, they started stinking.
They did?
What, did you smell them?
Well, I didn't know that's what that smell was. I did smell something, yes, but I always expect some sort of scent wafting through the air from the bunkhouse. But why did the pumpkin start stinking? I thought that was the whole point of getting one of those refrigerated cargo box thingies.
Well, he forgot to turn the refrigeration on.
He what? Brooks, please just get those pumpkins off the property.
Look, I don't know how far I'm going to be able to go with these things stinking the way they are.
It can't be that bad.
I'm probably going to get pulled over.
Do they pull trucks over for smelling funny? Wait, yes, they do. That was an episode of Breaking Bad. Well, what are we going to do?
Don't y'all got like a fire pit or some hogs or something like a fire pit where we can set these things on fire?
First off, no, we don't have hogs or something. And we don't have a big fire pit hole that's big enough for a container full of anything.
Oh.
So, why else were you calling?
I'll be there for Thanksgiving now.
Well, that'll be fine. I'm getting a turkey from Naaman's Catering, and I'm cooking everything else.
Well, if you're going to cook, let's go out to eat.
Well, if you want to go out to eat, you can, but all of us are going to be together this year. It won't be that bad, I promise. We love you. Come on down.
Love you, too. Talk to y'all soon.
Hey, don't leave me hanging.
Let them truckers roll, 10-4.
Guests of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour stay at that big fancy hotel downtown. Hey, wait, she never has any guests?
This is Jolene's mother with a very important message from Naaman's Catering. Naaman's delicious menu to go. Have you heard about it?
Seasoned to perfection and ready to cook meats like spare ribs, pork loin, Mediterranean chicken breasts, large lump crab cakes, bacon wrapped stuffed shrimp, even fried and barbecued chicken, delicious soups like broccoli cheese, tomato bisque,
delicious seafood gumbo. You can buy all those by the gallon.
All sorts of party trays, salads by the pound like chicken, tuna.
Check out Naaman's Catering, delicious and convenient to go menu at Naaman'sCatering.com.
My grandson is a senior, and I can't wait to see him in the halftime shows. Jeb Jr., you are supposed to be down on that field.
It's fine. He gave me $20 to take my place.
Who gave you $20? Is that David Lord with A&A Vacuum down on that field? What is he doing down there?
Well, he said he couldn't march back when he was in high school because of his asthma. So I was like, here, take my tuba. Have a field day.
He can't carry your tuba. He's got a bad back. What's he carrying? Is that a...
Yeah, it's a vacuum cleaner.
He's taking a vacuum down on that field. Hey, Tony, come over here for a minute. Aren't you the more reasonable brother? You gotta do something. This can't happen again. You remember how bad it was the last time David went down on the field, right?
That was terrible.
He took out the whole first line of the horn section, stomping around down there like he knows what he's doing. Where's he going now?
No, we go left here. Left!
This ain't good at all. Can't you do something?
I've got this.
What you got's a liability, my friend.
Make your day with A&A. This portion of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour is brought to you by Big Barney's Bacon-O-Rama. Nothing but bacon. Fried bacon, bacon stew, bacon casserole, bacon Alaska, baked bacon, bacon salad with bacon bits. Big Barney's Bacon-O-Rama, where they always say, you'll be aching to be taking the bacon we're making, forsaking all other bacon.
It's the Jolene Roxbury Show.
If you're looking for something fun to do on a Friday night, either by yourself, with some friends, or somewhere you can take the whole family. I know somewhere you can go have a great time, it doesn't cost a lot, and I love it. You know what I'm talking about? High school football. And no matter where you are, I guarantee you, there is a high school football game somewhere nearby. It's a wonderful way to support the young people in your community. And right about now, the band members and the football players are all taking part in their fall fundraisers. So get out there and support these kids. Buy something from them and tuck it away as a wonderful Christmas gift for someone.
This portion of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour is brought to you by Hannah's Banana Cabana. You get everything banana. Banana pudding, banana splits,
the banana split show.
Banana ramacides. You can even get a can of Hannah's Banana Santana Bandana Roseanne Rosanna Dana Vanna White Manna. Don't monkey around elsewhere.
Hey, hey, we're the monkeys.
Hannah's Banana Cabana. Where the bananas have appeal.
Whoa!
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm Jolene Roxbury. Hope you guys are having a great weekend. And if you're not, I hope we are able to lift your spirits for a little while. You know, the upcoming holiday season being upon us, it's a good thing, it's a happy thing, it's a fun thing, it's time for family and friends, and around Roxbury Farms and our studio, it's kind of a traditional time. I like to keep it laid back as much as I can. You know who surrounds me, right? We are all family and extended family and very close friends who are family. You don't have to share DNA to be family. And we were told that even though we have a large property and everybody's got their own space, that all of these nutty folks were going to get on each other's nerves. But in between everybody's shenanigans and everybody getting on the last nerve, we do love each other a lot. And we certainly have had a lot of fun and really enjoyed it since we brought the show back on the air last year, almost exactly 1 year ago. Plus, moving the studios up to the farm, it's a lot more chill up here. One of my sisters talked about how she loves the sound of the screen door slamming. It actually does. I was thinking about putting a new storm door on the back, and they've asked me not to do it. So, okay, we'll just leave it. I've even got little patchwork quilt squares on a couple of holes on the screen door. It's soothing in a way. Back to the traditions. I know a lot of folks who are missing someone this year. They're going through stuff, and, you know, the traditions might not be able to go forward as they have in the past. But that's okay. You can build on what's there. Take what you need, what you like from the old traditions, and just morph them into something else. Make them your own. Now, for us, one of the traditions I absolutely love, and not just because it makes things easier for me, but everybody loves it. And that's the holiday meal packages from Naaman's Catering. If you go right now to naamanscatering.com and look under the menus tab and then under holiday menus, what we're going to do this year is start with the basics. And the one that we're going to get is called the original. A roasted turkey, cornbread dressing, green bean casserole, of course, the turkey gravy and cranberry sauce. Oh, and I love their cranberry sauce. So good. These packages feed 12 to 15 people. Probably more, because if you're like us, you're going to add things to this. Earl T's mom used to make the deviled eggs, but now Billy Davis's mom's going to make those. I'm kind of scared, but we'll see. You know, my cousin Donnie actually makes incredible deviled eggs. I'm going to get him to make some, too, to have on standby. If she puts something really weird in them, like raisins. You never know with that lady, I'm telling you. And there are other packages. The turkey gobbler is one of them, and they've added in sweet potato casserole. Here's one called the holiday helper. Roasted turkey, spiral honey-baked ham on this one with cornbread dressing and a choice of two sides. And the turkey, I think the turkey gravy and cranberry sauce comes with everything. Yep. This one called holiday on the coast. Smoked turkey. Oh, yeah. They're Naaman's gumbo with rice. Okay, these are fantastic, you guys. And if you do the math per person, you could not make it for this price if you went to the grocery store and bought everything for you to make it at home. Oh, my gosh. Look at this one, John. Save the turkey. It's called Save the Turkey. They have beef tenderloin, crab bisque. I love that crab meat bisque. Twice baked potato casserole and the choice of one side with the au jus horseradish cream sauce. It's just delicious. I could spend way too much time talking about this menu alone. So go ahead and call Naaman's Catering in Mobile at 473-3900 and get your order in now. Thomas Naaman will be glad to talk with you or any one of his building full of lovelies who love talking to folks, and they will help you with your order. Right now, we're going to pop in very quickly with Bell's Kitchen, and they're going to help us make a very quick, healthy frozen dessert.
And now, live from her kitchen on Alabama's beautiful Gulf Coast, the woman who loves to eat but hates to cook. Actually, she doesn't know how to cook. Belle Cadeau!
Welcome to Belle's Kitchen. Please welcome Alec Naaman. Hello, dear.
Hey, Miss Belle.
What do you have on the menu for us today?
Frosty pumpkin pie. That's what's on today's menu. And I love this frosty pumpkin pie. It's only good this time of the year, of course.
That's not true. I eat this all year long. I love this recipe.
Basically, here's what you do. You get you about 2 cups of some frozen, reduced, fat-free vanilla yogurt.
I've never bothered to ask the caloric content.
I know everybody gains weight during holidays. That's all the complaints I always hear is, man, you got anything that I don't have to gain 5 pounds to eat? So this is my secret to this frosty pumpkin pie. Like I said, you start off with 2 cups of frozen reduced fat vanilla yogurt. You soften it up. You take it out of the freezer. You let it soften up a little bit. Then you get you one of those the reduced fat graham cracker crust, like a 9-inch pie shell with the graham cracker in it. And it says reduced fat on it, okay? Then I get 1 can of the pumpkin.
And that's a can of pumpkin, not the pumpkin pie filling, right?
Real pumpkin, not pumpkin pie filling, but real pumpkin. And then I take about 1/2 cup of sugar. Now, I know all this fat-free stuff on the yogurt and the fat-free graham cracker. Then I'm going to tell you to put 1/2 cup of sugar in there. Now, ain't that ridiculous? But that's how it works, okay? So anyhow, so I'm adding back what you gave up. So at least I ain't doubling you up. All right, then I take 1 teaspoon of some pumpkin pie spice, little pumpkin pie spice. It's hard to find it on the shelf, but you'll find it during the holiday season at your grocery store. I take just 1/2 teaspoon of salt and 1/2 teaspoon of some ground ginger. And then I like to get me a nice carton of some reduced fat whipped topping. Okay, like whether you're using Cool Whip or the Ritchie's whipped topping or any of that stuff is fine. That's all you want. All right, now here's how you do it. You spread the yogurt into the crust, all right? You just spread it around into the crust, okay? It kind of floats right on down into the crust. And you freeze that for about 30 minutes, all right? Because you want that yogurt to come back and be frozen again. Then in the meantime, while I'm freezing the yogurt in the pie shell, I take and I combine the pumpkin, the sugar, the pumpkin pie spice, that little bit of salt, and that little bit of ginger, and I just mix it all real well. I whip it up really good. Then I fold in the whipped topping into that mixture, okay? And that fluffs it up a good bit. Oh, it makes it really creamy and sweet and everything. And then I just spoon that right over the yogurt inside the pie shell. And then I stick it in the freezer for about 6 hours or overnight. I make it today for tomorrow, actually. And then I take it out of the freezer maybe 15 or 20 minutes before I'm going to serve it.
Yummy.
It is so good. And I call that my frosty pumpkin pie. What you think about that?
I think it's awesome, and I think you need to be in my kitchen.
Sounds good to me.
Fantastic, because I cannot subject my family or my friends to my cooking. And from all of us here in Belle's Kitchen, we will see you next week.
See everybody next week.
Jolene Roxbury, hope you're having a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much for taking us along with you, wherever you are, whatever you happen to be doing. And if you find yourself noodling around the internet, skip on over to Facebook and like our show page, the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. Follow us. We don't do an awful lot there, but when we do, you'll know about it. Also, be sure to download that FM Talk 106.5 app, so you can keep up with all of their local programming, including this show. And all the podcasts are together in one place, so you can catch up with everything. Or go back and re-listen to something. Hear something you might have missed. Get some clarification. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. Meet us right back here.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
Think of all the things that cause you stress. Traffic, the office, the family. All this stress causes headache pain. When you feel a stress headache coming on, reach for new, improved Calmofed.
But aspirin upsets my stomach.
Don't worry. There's no aspirin in Calmofed.
And caffeine makes me jittery.
No problem. There's no caffeine in Calmofed either.
I just don't trust all those buffers and extra ingredients.
Chill out, you big weenie. Huh? There are no artificial ingredients or chemicals in Calmofed, okay?
Oh, okay. Give it here. I'll try some. Let me pull out the cotton and... Hey, the cotton's the only thing in the bottle.
That's right. Just stick it in your ears.
Oh, okay.
Now, the stress that causes headaches is gone. Isn't that right, you paranoid wimp?
What?
Calmo-Fed. Absolutely no artificial ingredients. No harmful ingredients. No ingredients at all.
What?
Use only as directed. Do not use in the path of heavy machinery. Calmo-Fed. Don't you feel calmer already?
Have you been feeling good lately? Do you find others are increasingly enjoying your company? If you've answered yes to either one of these questions, you may be suffering from RHS, or Random Happiness Syndrome. A recent study indicates millions of Americans are walking around happy for no reason whatsoever. Finally, a product is available just for you. From the makers of Euroblast, the world's first caffeinated douche, comes Elimajoy.
Elimajoy.
Elimajoy contains the perfect balance of serotonin inhibitors and Ipecac to help you fight the stress and unpredictability of random happiness.
Enjoy.
The most common indicators of RHS include indiscriminate laughter, giving to the poor, shopping with your mother-in-law on purpose, attending church, singing while showering. Well, you get the idea. If you think you've been feeling too good lately, ask your doctor about Elimajoy.
Elimajoy.
Watching the Lifetime Network for over 8 hours at a time may occur. Take only as directed.
Guests of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour stay at that big fancy hotel downtown. Hey, wait, she never has any guests?
He's not wrong. Well, we do. We have guests. Sort of. Hey, but you know what we do have? We have you guys. Just knowing one or two of you are out there listening, having a good time with us, putting your troubles to the side for just a little while, makes us happy. We receive messages from so many of you who tell us you enjoy listening to the show when you are working out in the yard. Even had a couple of people tell us about, being out on the tractor. Must be some super noise-canceling earbuds. A gentleman wrote in recently and told us he had an injury. Was it an injury, John? No, it was knee surgery. That's right. And so he was not doing a whole lot for a while. And he got into our podcast archives at fmtalk1065.com, which I guess is one good thing about recuperating from surgery, being downed for a while. You get to take some time for yourself, heal, recharge, have time to think or not think. That's what our show's about. Just don't think. We don't. So we're glad to have you here with us. What we're doing this week and the next couple of weeks until Thanksgiving, we're going back into our own archives, which after 15 years together on the air, we've had a lot of fun times, and we want to share them with you. We know we have a lot of new listeners. We were on the air for almost 10 years with FM Talk 106.5 and a handful of other markets. Then we were away for several years. So many of you are hearing our show for the first time, and it doesn't take long for you to realize it's just about having a lot of fun. And really, at no one's expense, except maybe our self-deprecating selves. Self-selves? Okay, I'll stop. But the one thing that is very evident, we care about the health and safety of our listeners.
According to our local health department, there is a virus that is quickly spreading and could soon reach epidemic proportions. Hemodomestic fluenza, or as it is most commonly known, housework. Housework is spreading at an alarmingly rapid rate. Housework usually appears harmless, beginning with only one room, your kitchen, for example, and can spread quickly to other parts of your home, your bathroom, the den, the children's playroom, even the front living room at grandma's house that no one uses except for company or when someone from church comes to visit. If you're not careful, housework can take over your entire life and keep you from doing the things you love. Shopping, watching TV. Don't let this happen to you. Here at the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour, our listeners are like family to us, and we want you to protect yourself. If you feel the need to start housework, stop immediately. If you should come in contact with any housework, go straight to your nearest pharmacy and purchase large quantities of the only antidote, pure milk chocolate. Help us stamp out housework by getting this message to at least 5 of your friends today. If you realize you do not have 5 friends, you are most likely already infected. Help stop the housework virus before it stops you.
Good day and welcome, y'all, to another lesson on how to properly converse when visiting the colorful part of the United States known as Alabama. Today we will learn phrases that you can use to be helpful. Let's say that you are meandering down one of Alabama's scenic city streets when you notice a native attempting to parallel park. Naturally, you wish to help. In the olden days, horses were coaxed into walking backwards by humming classical music to them. Music usually by, and this is the Alabamian pronunciation, Johann Sebastian Bach. Say that name with me. Johann Sebastian Bach. However, since all Alabamians are tone deaf, the humming sounded more like moaning. So, when you wish to tell somebody that they should proceed in reverse, simply say, moan back, moan back. Say it with me now. Moan back, moan back. Very good. When you wish to ask a guest if they would like seconds on anything from a chaw to a beer, you revert to the beginning of Alabama society, when it was good manners to offer your neighbor the pleasure of milking your cow. Therefore, you ask, would you like an udder, beer, or chaw? Repeat with me now. Would you like an udder, beer, or chaw? Finally, if someone asks you where a certain location is, don't give a long-winded set of directions until the person becomes completely yawned away. Simply say, yawned away, and gesture toward the distant horizon. Listen to this sample sentence. The barbecue joint is yawned away. Repeat with me. The barbecue joint is yawned away. Shoot, we've run out of time. Moan back next time for an udder lesson, when we'll meet yonder way. Till then, slong!
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
Hello, Jolene. We sure are enjoying your show this weekend.
Thank you. How's everything going with your family?
Mother's feeling much better now. Oh, when she has the sinus headache and all that sneezing, itching, you know, well, just makes me want to take her to the vet, you know, and put her down like an old horse or something.
It's an awful thing to say about your mother.
I don't think any vet would do that, I don't think.
No, I don't think a vet would put your mother down, no.
I didn't think so, but, well, you remember when I told you about all those raccoons in the attic?
The raccoons, yeah.
Well, the Critter Man, you know, he came out and he got them all.
Love the Critter Man.
They trapped him, you know, got him all trapped.
Mm-hmm.
He said he was going to relocate him, so you don't have to worry about them taking food off your plate anymore.
Yeah, they came right up and took something off my plate last year.
Want to come back and try out the new deck around the above-ground pool that Christopher put in. You know, I told you about that. Anyway, it's beautiful, too, by the way. But we'll be firing up the big green egg grill this Sunday.
We used to have one of those big green eggs. Good grills.
It's quite stunning. It's so very elegant.
Mm-hmm. Don't think I've ever heard a grill described as stunning or elegant.
Anyway, we've got several of those Criminal Minds shows recorded for you.
Love the Criminal Minds.
We'd love to have you come out, Jolene, if you can do it. So come see us if you get an opportunity. And It's nice talking to you.
You too. We'll try to come up.
We'll be listening.
All right. Thanks for the call. Hey, you guys. Hope everybody's having a fantastic weekend. I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thanks for stopping in and spending a little bit of your weekend with us. We appreciate it. Now, don't you go anywhere. You come right back.
Hi, this is Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch. Preserving and securing the safety of the people of Mobile County is a very rewarding job, but it can also be stressful and demanding. Laughter has been shown to lower blood pressure by releasing endorphins, which counteract the negative effects of stress. And in law enforcement, that's a very valuable tool to have. One way we fight stress is by tuning in to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. Join us every weekend on FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you so much, Sheriff. That means a lot. Could I get you to change one thing, though? We like to say laughter releases endorphins.
Jolene, I grew up on the Gulf Coast and spend a lot of time on the water, and I've never seen an endorphin.
Oh, they're not in the water. They're invisible. They come out when you laugh.
Oh, okay.
We'll be back to the action after this brief, succinct, and unobtrusive commercial announcement.
We at Amazon Prime hope you're enjoying our fine lineup of excellent programming. Yes, we are now interrupting our programs with commercial announcements. These will be brief, succinct, and as unobtrusive as possible, like this commercial. But we also offer commercial-free programming, like we used to give you before we started adding brief, succinct, and unobtrusive commercials, like this one. For an extra $2.99 a month, you can return to commercial-free programming like you thought you were paying for before. What a small price to pay to do away with even the most brief, succinct, and unobtrusive commercial announcements, like this one. And, of course, with Amazon Prime, you still get free overnight shipping. If you were to order something right now, by tomorrow your order would arrive at an Amazon warehouse near you. Then you'll have the option of calling Grubhub to have your package delivered to your door for a small fee. Amazon Prime, almost commercial-free programming and free shipping to near your home. We now return to your show.
A&A Vacuum, this is David.
David, it's Jolene. Hey, my cousin bought a vacuum from you guys last year. They took it with them when they moved to northern Idaho. They got a caribou farm now. She said her husband had used their bright, shiny vacuum cleaner to vacuum out where the caribou sleep at night. You know full well, when he walks around there, he's getting caribou poop on his shoes. So now it's all up in the vacuum. There's nobody up there who does service like A&A.
There's nothing like the personal service you'll receive from A&A.
She's going to ship the vacuum cleaner to you guys, poop and all. Can you take care of it?
It is dirty.
Yeah, stinks.
We can get rid of that awful odor.
Apologize for sending you something so nasty.
We get that all the time.
We do not mind at all.
Whatever's best for you.
A&A Vacuum, Cottage Hill Road, just west of University.
Hi, Jolene. It's Adeline.
Yeah, hi, Jolene. It's Vanessa in London.
Oh, dear. It's great to be back.
Well, hello, Junior. How you doing?
Hi, dolls. Belle Cadeau here.
Hey, Jolene. How are you doing?
You're listening to the Earl T. Variety Hour.
Hello?
Roxbury. Popping the top on a big old can of crazy. It's the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
Well, hey, Adeline, how you been?
What?
Can you hear me?
What?
You got to step away from the music. I can't hear you either.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry about that. We were going to drive up to Vermont to see the fall foliage, but Jeb's mother came down with the flu.
Really?
And we had to put things off a week and ended up losing our spot at my favorite RV park.
The one that doesn't allow children?
Right.
Uh-huh.
I was really irritated about that, too.
Well, she couldn't help getting sick.
Seems like every time we make plans to go somewhere, that woman comes down with some kind of virus or crud or breaks a hip or something like that.
The poor thing.
She did it on purpose.
Well, I don't think so. You know, she's like 92, isn't she?
Yeah, well, whatever.
Uh-huh.
So I needed a little attitude adjustment, and so I thought, hey, what better place to spend the weekend than inside a Rastafarian cloud?
I understand it can do wonders for a body.
Might help brace me up a little bit, you know?
I know. I just didn't know you were such a reggae fan.
Oh, hell yeah.
I know you missed the actual festival that was last month, but you and Jeb, and I guess you guys are having the after festival.
Right. I am a huge Bob Marley fan. Bob Marley has a bunch of children. It's like 23, 24 children, something like that.
I don't think he has that many.
Yeah, so Stephen Marley, and there's Ziggy Marley.
Uh-huh.
He used to be in them comics, you know.
What?
Little short, fat, white dude.
That was something altogether different.
No.
No. There was actually a character named Ziggy, but it's not him.
Okay. Well, Ziggy Marley released a comic book. The hero is called Marijuana Man.
Marijuana Man?
I am not making that up, neither, Jolene. Look it up.
Okay, I will.
All right.
I'm looking it up right now. So, are there campgrounds nearby? Are you guys in the Airstream?
Nope, there's no campground. We are staying at the Ritz-Carlton in Coconut Grove.
They have a lovely spa there. The boutique spa, have you been?
Oh, we already went there. We got up real early this morning and went to one of them Vin Diesel yoga classes.
Vinyasa?
Vinyasa yoga classes.
Vin Diesel's the actor. Yeah.
I know. I was just pulling your leg.
Never tried one of those classes.
Well, it's supposed to be in one of them classes where they get your movements and they make them all have to do with your breathing.
Synchronized?
Yeah, synchronized. It's supposed to detoxify your body, so I thought that might be a good idea.
Maybe a little bit, yeah. Well, did you finish the class?
No, it didn't end well at all.
What happened?
Well, first of all, we had been at South Beach the night before.
Uh-huh. That sounds like fun.
We actually had run into some people that we met at last year's Fall Foliage Festival. Coincidence, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, I had a little bit too much fun last night. So needless to say, I was in the uppity yoga class sweating martinis.
No doubt everybody was smelling the alcohol in the air.
Mm. It was awful.
Well, how did Jeb do?
Jeb?
Yeah.
Well, the night before, let's just say he had indulged in a whole lot of curry.
Oh, no.
Always gives him terrible gas.
Yeah.
So he was up in there bending to and fro.
Ooh.
Twisting his abdominal areas around.
Not a good thing.
All that gas just didn't have nowhere to go.
I'm so glad I wasn't in that room.
Bless his heart.
Bless everybody else's heart.
Anyway, so we're going to be here for the rest of the weekend and just enjoy us some more reggae.
Sounds good.
I love it.
Now look, you guys be careful.
Yeah, all right. Well, look, just make sure y'all save me one of them Cajun turkeys, all right?
Okay.
Because I don't want to be stuck in the kitchen all day Thanksgiving cooking one.
Okay.
All right.
We'll talk to you later.
You take care, darling. Bye.
Hey, it's Dan Kelly with Cumulus in New York. Jolene, if you're listening, just remember you guys are not allowed back in our offices. I'm serious. Your pictures are still posted in the lobby. And that video of Earl T taking a whiz in the fountain out front? Not funny. Kind of dumb posting it up on YouTube. You probably won't make it past security this time, but if you do head this way, just call me first, okay? I'm serious.
Town world. She prunes azaleas up and down her drive. She dresses hip and speaks her midtown jive. She's not contrived, she's a midtown girl. When she goes running, always feeds the squirrels. She's conscientious and her yard looks good. She picks up litter in her neighborhood. On Sunday morning, she's even friendly to people that she can't stand. She's down to earth and stuff, far from all the foof and fluff. She's a midtown girl. Her house is old, a sweet historical pearl. Worked all day Saturday on her landscape. She'll get a friend's kid to come weed and rake.
Be sure and go easy around the camellias. They're really old.
Attends the street parties and crawfish boils. She doesn't gossip at the shampoo bowl. She keeps the secrets only midtown knows. Helps out at carpool, then drives through latte in hand.
Latte gray.
Her kids play soccer. They dance or they march in band.
Hey, did you hear about that Charlotte gonna get married?
I don't want to hear all that. Just wash my hair.
Uh-huh. Well, it ain't gonna last. I know it ain't gonna last. I seen her with Billy Ray up there at the Piggly Wiggly, and they was a pair of melons all right.
I don't know any of these people. I just want to get my hair done. Would you stop talking?
You didn't hear that from me now.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour contains copyrighted material and cannot be duplicated or rebroadcast in whole or in part without the express written consent of McAdoo Productions. We love you, America! Join us next time for more madcap adventures on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. I'm Mr. Announcer.